As long as we're talking about magic and math, there's a famously magical number. So famous, there's even a day named after it. Here's Jordan Ellenberg again on the number called pi.
It's one of the most fundamental of all numbers. It pops up in all manner of unexpected places. For instance, if you take two random numbers and ask whether they have no common factor, I don't know if that's something you ever do in your daily life, but suppose that you did, you would find that the chance of that happening is 6 over pi squared. Very strange, right? It has nothing to do with circles, nothing to do with radii. But this number is somehow sort of a controlling constant that governs all kinds of mathematical objects that don't visibly have to do with geometry or anything like that. You know, it's what's called an irrational number. I mean, the very name kind of suggests mystery. Irrational things are those things outside the bounds of reason. I mean, I think the coincidence of those two terms, I think, goes all the way back to the Pythagoreans. They really thought of all numbers as fractions, as ratios of two whole number quantities. When they discovered that there were some numbers that couldn't be expressed this way, they were really upset. We take math pretty seriously now, but the story about the Pythagoreans is that the first guy to discover the existence of an irrational number was thrown into the sea and drowned. They were so angry that their whole system of thought was in danger. 3.14159265358979. There's no kind of mathematician, no kind of physicist, no kind of engineer who doesn't grapple with pi. Not because they're going to look for it, but because pi comes and finds them. Pi is 3.14159265358979323284626432383279502884197169. In your ordinary everyday life, I think on some level, like whether you think of it or not, you understand the geometric principle underlying pi, that principle that the ratio between the different parts of a figure doesn't depend on what size the figure is. So when we say all circles are the same shape, really, without knowing it, we're asserting the existence of pi. It's also Einstein's birthday, March 14th. I'm not sure if he knew his birthday was pi day. That's an interesting question. You may think, okay, circles are interesting because in our world that we live in, you see circles a lot. It's the most fundamental curved object, right? But of course, Einstein's realization was that the space we live in is itself curved. I'm sure he wouldn't have put it this way himself, but he was certainly a figure in emphasizing that pi is not only a feature of things that look round to our eye, it's a feature of the fundamental curved nature of the space in which we live. 1415926585. If you really ask yourself, what is pi? Like, let's say you really wanted to get to know it. Like, what is it? No matter how many digits of it you write down, you're never going to really know what it is. So its digits are kind of a red herring. In some sense, the reason we don't know that much about the digits of pi is because, frankly, they're kind of meaningless. They go on forever. There's no end.
Mathematician Jordan Ellenberg. And that's it for our conversation about math. Coming up, August is Ghost Month in Taiwan, and it's the setting for a new murder mystery from Ed Lin. I'm Ann Strangechamps. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRI, Public Radio International.